Leading our news this morning, Holden's Managing Director Mike Devereaux will appear before the Productivity Commission in Melbourne this morning. Now, the Holden chief is not expected to reveal specific details about the carmaker's future in Australia. There has been growing speculation, however, that Holden is planning to shut its Australian operations by 2016. A 44-year-old man will face court today, charged with murdering a Melbourne couple in their home. The bodies of Greg Tucker and his partner Corinne were found inside their Moonee Ponds home in the city's northwest late yesterday night. Their three young children were sleeping in the house when the bodies were found. Tight security is in place for Nelson Mandela's memorial service in Johannesburg tonight. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has arrived in South Africa for the service. He'll be among scores of world leaders who will attend the ceremony. Two men are in a critical condition after a light plane crash in Perth. The plane caught fire when it crashed on an oval near a high school in the city's south yesterday afternoon. The pilot and his passenger managed to scramble from the burning wreckage. Both men remain in hospital with serious burns. An asylum seeker boat bound for Australia has sunk off the Indonesian coast. At least three people, including a two-year-old child, have drowned. The boat carrying 30 asylum seekers was hit by a big wave when its engine failed off West Java.